The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, we return to the purveyors of real estate knowledge, your Real Estate Chalk Talk.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us. This is your Real Estate Chalk Talk with the Hittner Group. HittnerGroup.com, H-I-T-T-N-E-R Group, all one word, HittnerGroup.com, 612-627-8000. That's 612-627-8000. Give us a ring-a-ling-a-ling. We'd be happy to have a chat with you about your real estate needs. Of course, that first call is with no cost and absolutely no obligation. We've been talking about all these lawsuits that are going on. Major changes coming in the real estate business by design because there are powers out there. Department of Commerce, Justice Department wants these changes made, and they're going to just keep hammering on it until they happen. So it's a matter of how are we going to accommodate for this. I have an agent that actually used to work for us when we had RHS Realty wrote in. To the association, and he called the legal hotline and asked them if he could write into the purchase agreement, like some of the brokers have stated that, and seems to be a trend that they're doing, that states what they're going to get paid, because if it can't be published and nobody knows how much the commissions are, obviously a buyer agent who's been working with a client, you know, I mean, people get paid for their work. So
it just says it can't be published in the MLS, right? Earlier, last segment, you said that the goal is to completely separate these payments,
right?
Buyer side to seller side. Is that stated somewhere?
That's yes. Yeah, it's in the settlement.
So the settlement itself, though, says that you can't publish commission dollars in the MLS.
Correct.
That's what it is. That's right. The resolution.
So the there's more to it than that. But yes, that is essentially it cannot be published. In fact, the line that it was there has got to be removed, so it's just no place for it. Can't put it in the notes, can't put it in agent remarks, can't be anywhere in the MLS, including...
But why not if there's clarity, Keith?
I'm just saying okay. What the thing is.
All right.
Including showing time, which is part of the MLS system, even though it's owned by Zillow.
Well, it's a different system, and I think you're making that up right now.
No.
It says including showing time?
Let me read
time?
What the
says
attorney it. Said.
Okay,
so he asked him how he's supposed to do it then. He suggested that the listing agent can have a conversation possibly in another field in the MLS, like maybe put in the agent remarks. My thought was, heck, we already have a form that has the compensation agreement. We already have
right.
a form for it. Why not just fill it out and stick it in the supplements
sure.
as an agent only? And so there it is, just like we do right now with some disclosures and some other remarks that we put in the agent-only area so the agent can see it. And, okay, there it is filled out. That's what it's going to be. Seller signed it. Have the buyer sign it. Done. Well, so the attorney said, you know, maybe in another field. So they questioned those avenues as a disclosure is key in the industry, and both buyer and seller need to know if a buyer's agent is getting paid, by who, and by how much. Calling the listing agent, you know, over a handshake and a wink-wink sounds like trouble, which it does to me, too. And putting it into another area in the MLS will get us right back to where we are right now. So you just can't do that because it's going to get you right back. It's obviously an end around that will wind up in another lawsuit. So neither of those two ideas work. So his understanding of the situation was after talking to the legal hotline is that they are exploring. This is so interesting because we've had our president of Coldwell Banker on that we've talked to. We've had the CEO of Anywhere on that we're talking to. Nobody has any idea of how it's going to shake out. And it's being implemented in a couple of months, and they have no clue on how to deal with it.
But why not call Junior? Because he has a solution.
Apparently, he knows how it's going to be done. So
like your idea.
There's legal Zoom meetings that are scheduled all the time that you can go on to give you updates. But you get the rah-rah every time you talk to someone. We'll have to be more creative. We're going to have to be this. We're going to have to be that.
Yeah, what does that mean, though, specifically?
They never say what it means specifically. And so here's what the result is, according to some. Sellers will wind up paying less commission.
Overall. 6% to something.
I just saw an ad that ran on Facebook. No, it was a postcard I got. Selling commission 3%. 3%. That's what they're advertising. 3%. Mm-hmm. That company, it's a small, Billy Bob company.
It's the same as what it is now, essentially. It's 3.3 now.
But there's no payout. No, Kelvin, because there's a payout. They're saying that they're not going to offer a payout.
They will in the. Go on.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Go on. Yep.
So sellers will pay less commission. Buyer agents will become virtually extinct. That's what they're forecasting because that's why Zillow stock price went down, because what is their whole model? Buyer leads.
Mm-hmm.
Buyer leads now giving to buyer agents that.
Yeah, what good are they?
And what good are they? So now you can. Now I've got a buyer lead. You're going to call the listing agent to see if there's a payout on that. Can you imagine that? Getting 10, 15, 20 phone calls a day from agents on your listings.
Right, you're not going to get that. You're not going to have that.
And you can't have that. So you're going to publish it then on your own site. That's what I was going to do. On our own site, stating what the commission is. The Zillows of the world and all that are going to have a workaround on that, because they take the feed directly from the MLS and put it up on their site. So if you even put it in the remarks somewhere, it can't be in the remarks somewhere. Somehow you've got to get that information to the public.
Why couldn't Zillow come out and say, if you're going to receive leads, you have to pay out 2% to the buyer's agents?
They can't receive leads from them. Yeah. You know, their whole thing. That's why
the churn.
That's why their stock price went down there on the sell list, because
everybody's trying to figure out what to do.
Everybody's trying to figure out what to do, and right now, buying leads for a buyer is not going to be good, because the buyer agents, you're going to have a lot of dual agency is going to become back to being like it was in '92, the norm, because a buyer, especially in their first time home buyers, who don't have an extra 2% or 2.5% or whatever is laying around,
mm-hmm.
are going to say, well, I'll just call the listing agent. All right. Now I'm the listing agent, and I got a property that's in that $350,000 price point in, XYZ suburb, nice house. You know that you're going to get 15 offers, and 10 of them are people without agents saying, will you write that offer for me? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now the burden now is going to get shifted back on the listing agent to gather all that, because he doesn't have 15 offers to review. He's got 5 offers to review and 10 offers to write with 10 different buyers. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, what's going to be the mechanics of going through all that? As a listing agent, do I need to actually write them? Or can I just have a verbal conversation and over the phone with them, mm-hmm. and saying, what do you want to offer? This is why I want to offer. No, that's I'm not going to spend the time writing that up because it's not good enough. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're going to have a lot of that filtering going on. They're always using the European model and the Australian model is kind of where they want to go to, where there's pure separation. Well, in England, there are no buyer agents. There are none. It's all listing, and they have attorneys. So as a consumer, you call the listing agent, negotiate with him, get the price and terms and all set up, and then they turn it over to attorneys to actually write the purchase agreement.
They also probably don't have first-time home buyer programs, and they're probably not getting people into their homes for zero down.
Well, they're probably not.
Right.
We have the most robust real estate economy on the planet. The reason is because we've developed a system over the last 40 mm-hmm. years that makes it available to just about everybody. And for some reason or another, you've got forces on both sides who are trying to fracture that. And the number of agents they forecast will go just about in half, which to me is a good thing. I think it's awesome.
Couldn't you just put on the MLS, please refer to seller's website or to the your website,
so that you can just put it on. You can't put anything like that in there.
Oh, you can't.
No,
so
no,
you can just put on your website
else.
To say, hey, we pay out 2% to all buyer representatives.
In the agent notes remarks, you can probably say, call listing agent for more information. You can do that in the agent remarks, but you can't even put the number. Well, maybe you can put the number in the agent remarks side, but you can't have like a link out.
Another change that they're making within that in the MLS is allowing for incentives to be published. That was part of it as well. Did you read that?
No. What kind of incentives are you talking about?
Closing cost incentives and things like that. They're saying that that is okay to do. Giving dollar amounts and things like that. It's part of it.
Really?
But it's in there now. We have. So I mean, I look at a PA.
A lot of agent remarks, and not in the purchase agreement, in the MLS for publishing seller incentives for folks.
Yeah, because I just got one yesterday from another realtor that said, oh, this realtor's offering the seller's offering $10,000 for a 2-1 buy down. Is that still a good idea? Mm-hmm. That was the question.
Here's another one. It says fewer homes will be sold subject to inspection. I don't agree with that one at all. I don't think that's true. If I got a buyer, unrepresented buyer coming to me mm-hmm. and want me to write, I'm going to insist that they have an inspection because I want to get that layer between me and the courtroom. You know, I want to say, you know, here, yes, I'll write it up for you. You know, I'll help you get financing, arrange for closing, do all that stuff. I want you to have an inspection and want to be clear that you're relying on the inspection.
I still fail to see how that's going to change real estate values and bringing them down.
I don't think it will much.
I mean, that's what some are saying.
So I know, I don't see how that can be. That can't happen when you've got a shortage of inventory. It's structurally impossible.
Because the commission structure is not the driver of where values are going.
Right. Interest rates are the worst thing. Calvin's deal, he's got the worst.
Well, we'll talk more about that in the next segment. Real Estate Chalk Talk. We'll be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.